Glass Animals mit Psylla auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielen die Herren im Rahmen der Caroline Labelnacht im schönen Prince Charles und sie teilen sich dort die Bühne mit Slow Club und dem großen Thomas Azir, der später auch noch bei mir in der Sendung aufkreuzen wird. Jetzt sind aber erstmal die Glass Animals hier und wir quatschen über das Label von Paul Epworth, dem wohl wichtigsten Produzenten der letzten Dekade, auf dem sie ihre Musik veröffentlichen dürfen. Wir sprechen über ihre Liebe zum Hip-Hop, ihre im Juni erscheinende Debüt-LP Saba, ihre Heimat Oxford und den Produktionsstandort London. Wir reden über Neurowissenschaften und Patienten, Daves Mutter und vieles, vieles mehr. First of all, aber sage ich, hello Dave Bailey and Joe Seward. Hello,
yeah, hey.
Glass Animals.
What's up?
Answering in the choir or what? I love it.
We do that a lot. It's been creepy. We spend so much time together.
Yeah, and you've trained answering in a choir or singing in a choir. Kind of.
Oh, I have. The others you have. Guys who aren't here.
Choir boys.
Yeah. The choir lads.
The choir lads. The backing choir lads are already at the venue building up things.
Setting up their synths.
Yeah, cool. So how are you doing? How's traveling been? Where are you coming from?
Yeah, it's been hectic. We got back from Australia.
What?
Not long ago.
2 days ago.
About three days ago.
From the other side of the world.
Straight to Berlin, which is cool. We love Berlin.
Yeah. And you did play some shows there in Australia. How have they been?
They were fun, man.
Yeah, cool. Australia's wicked place.
Yeah?
Everyone dances hard in Australia.
Oh, that's good.
It was sweaty.
That's good. So sweaty. Are you guys excited because of Saba being released pretty soon? I mean, it's only like a month and 10 days or something.
Yeah.
Pretty pumped. Really excited.
It's
cool. Kind of scary, you know? It's like putting your baby out into the world. Hopefully it'll survive.
And your first baby,
First day at school.
First day at school.
Let's see what the survival skills of the first baby are. Yeah. I think it's going to do good, and because it's a brilliant album. We've been listening to most of the tracks already. We were able to listen to some of the stuff, and I really love it. And I think it was the first time that you've been working at Paul Epworth's studio, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's another part of the story that we have to talk about, that Paul Epworth actually approached you and asked you to be part of his label. But what was the biggest difference in using that studio in London to your normal working place in Oxford, I think?
Well, he actually had some equipment. we don't have anything in our little shed in the forest. We have a computer.
Yeah.
But he had all sorts of great stuff, synths and crazy guitars, crazy amps, and it allowed us to really explore different sounds.
Yeah, and I think your whole band or your whole project turned a bit louder after you visited that studio, right?
Yeah, well, we were making everything in sleepy Oxford, initially, and everything's very relaxed out there. So when we got into a studio in London, we went a bit crazy.
Yeah, cool. And it's a good thing to go a little crazy when you're recording your first album. I think you should go a little crazy if you have that opportunity. Now, speaking of Paul Epworth, one could probably expect a guy like Paul, who's worked with almost every important band of the last decade, that he's going to rearrange your music. But instead, he's just let you guys into the studio and occasionally visiting and throwing grenades into the room. That's what I read. So it's at least that's what I've heard. So how is working with one of the most influential contemporary producers, and what were the grenades all about?
Oh, it was great. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he wanted to work with us because we sort of had an idea of what we wanted to do.
Mm.
And he's the busiest guy in the world. He's working with Coldplay and U2 and Adele and stuff. So he very much left us to explore his studio.
Because he liked the fact that you guys had a vision of your music and something like a sound philosophy for yourself, right?
Yeah, to an extent. He wanted to, you know, help us think about music in a slightly different way. So he'd come in and say, have you thought about, you know, redoing the entire chorus, or hacking the song in half, or extending it, making it twice as long,
or
adding in a kazoo, as just crazy.
And those sentences had the effect of a grenade exploding in the room, kind of.
Yeah, it was stuff we wouldn't have thought about, and it pushed us out of our comfort zone.
Yeah, yeah, and that's something that is important, I feel, to step out of your comfort zone if it comes to making art, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Having a different perspective on what you're doing is always really, really helpful.
But haven't you been intimidated by Paul Epworth, kind of? Because, I mean, he's produced, as I said, almost every band that we've been listening to in the last 10 years. And he's shaped the sound of so many bands with his own hands that I would be a little scared that he'd be, like, too forcey when it comes to working on the console with you guys.
It was a little bit scary initially when we first stepped into the studio.
Yeah.
But he's very good at making people comfortable.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, he's just made us feel at home.
Yeah.
Amongst all of his gear.
Yeah, and that might be one of the secrets of his success, right?
Yeah,
because that's the part of the producer's job, not just to fumble the knobs, but to make good vibes. Exactly. In the studio, yeah. And that's what he accomplished too. That's cool. Now let's listen to another song. It's called Gooey, and it's a newer song,
yeah,
from the Glass Animals. And this song is going to be on the LP as well. I don't think that Psylla got kicked out,
is
right?
Psylla got kicked out.
Yeah, yeah, it's an old song.
Old news, man.
Yeah.
It's not even that old. We had some other stuff we wanted to put on.
Yeah. Okay, so let's listen to some newer stuff. Hier sind die Glass Animals mit Gooey auf Flux FM. Glass Animals mit Gooey von ihrer Gooey Single, die im Februar 2014 erschienen ist. Im Juni kommt dann allerdings auch der Langspiel-Tonträger unter dem Titel Saba heraus. I love the fact that you guys do work with the aesthetics of hip-hop a lot, and I've read that there are some songs that you had done before you got signed to Paul Epworth's label for some hip-hoppers and rappers. Is that right?
Yeah, we've done a couple of beats.
Yeah, lovely though.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I never stop making beats, making music.
Yeah.
So, it can't all be used for Glass Animals.
Yeah, no, it's always good to have a playing field that is not as important maybe as the music for your own band, or maybe as important, but you dare to.
It's different.
It's different. It's not your own baby. It's like the baby you take care for a day.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, or something like that. Yeah, maybe it's not the right imagery, but you know what I'm saying. that's how all these rapping people and rhymers appeared on your B-sides as well, right? Because on your B-sides, one could find
exactly
some
yeah,
rap vocals.
A lot
as well.
Of those tracks started off as tracks for them, as tracks for their mixtapes.
Uh-huh. And is that going to happen more? Because I really liked listening to Gooey in a whole nother version by
different
a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell?
Oh,
how talented
amazing,
is that man? What's his name again?
Chester Watson.
Chester Watson.
Yeah.
He's 16 years old. He did a remix of your song and rapped on it.
Yeah, well, he did the rap. Yeah, he did the rap.
Okay.
And we did the rework, but he's incredible.
Yeah. He sounds so old and wise.
I know, I know. It's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, I was like, am I reading it right? The guy is 16. I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
But it's cool though. I want you to find more of those talents spread their art through your B-sides. I mean, that's so cool, isn't it?
Yeah, we love doing it.
I've read that you tried for the LP that you tried to write songs that are happening in a different world, that each song is going to happen in a different world kind of, and that you try to open up new things in the brains of your listeners for each song. And how did you accomplish that? Oh, what was the difference? What was difficult about that?
I think we just, like, I think the aim of the record first was to, like, create a sort of overarching thing with lots of small chapters in between.
Oh,
so
yeah?
each world, each song's like a different world within a larger world. So it's like a chapter in a book, I guess.
Kind of journey through
forcing
a land.
Forcing the people to listen to the entire LP again.
You know, hopefully they work on their own, the songs as well. But
yeah.
I really like the art form of the album.
Yeah. Yeah, and when one realizes that, when one hears you talk about that, and when one feels the... I mean, I haven't heard the entire thing, but I can feel that you spend a lot of thought on making an LP instead of various EPs, for example.
Yeah, I love records. Like
yeah,
that.
cool. So, tonight's show, you haven't met Thomas Azir yet, have you?
No.
It's gonna be fun. I think you guys are gonna get along well.
Sweet.
And the Slow Club people, they seem to be nice too. So you're gonna have a great night. Thomas is already waiting outside.
Is he? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'll catch him.
We'll catch him on the way out.
So, you'll catch him on the way out, and I'm gonna talk to him, and I'm gonna give away some tickets after the talk with him.
Sweet.
In a few minutes. So
nice.
Thanks for coming by. And
no problem.
Thanks for having
I'll see
us.
You soon again. I think you know where we live right now. You come here on a regular basis.
We love Flux FM.
I know.
So
we get
hopefully we'll be back.
know where you live.
Yeah, you have to.
So thanks a lot for visiting. Have fun at tonight's show. All the best of luck from the Flux FM crew for the upcoming record. And I have the feeling that you're going to come back in fall again or something like that. Berliners, they won't have enough of you after tonight's show.
I hope so, if you're not sick.
Okay.
Yeah, so, that'd be fun.
Thanks a lot and see you next time.
Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye. Und hier ist Thomas Azir mit Ghost City. Gleich ist er bei mir im Studio.